Carer's Review, a page dedicated to the families and friends who care for our members. Stacey Barham shares the latest opportunities and useful information to support you in your caring role. Winter is coming. We would like to draw your attention to an article we previously wrote back in August 2021. Extra help with energy bills for vulnerable households. This article included advice from the charity National Energy Action and included a number of ways to help you save money in winter but still keep your home warm. Here are some tips from that article. Firstly, contact your energy supplier directly if you're struggling to pay your bills. Sign up to the priority services registers and receive extra help from your energy and water suppliers. Each energy, water, and network operator maintains its own register, so it's worth making sure you're on all of them. Check if you are eligible for the Warm Home Discount Scheme to get money off your bills. This scheme officially opens in October 2023, but some suppliers open a little earlier, so check directly with yours. Take and submit regular meter readings, as this will help you keep an eye on your energy use and make sure you keep your bill accurate. Save energy around the home where you can. Appliances that use a lot of electricity are tumble dryers, kettles, electric hobs, an older fridge, TV and computers, dishwashers, washing machines and lights. Try using slow cookers. Only fill the kettle with the water you need. Lower the temperature on your washing machine and change standard light bulbs to low energy and LED lighting. Both types use considerably less energy. For impartial free advice on any of the above and more, please do get in touch with the friendly team at National Energy Action's Warm and Safe Homes, which is WASH, Advice Service. They're open Monday to Friday, 10 to 12 noon, and their telephone number is 0800 304 7159. And you can have a web chat with them on www.nea.org.uk/get-help/wash-advice/. A slight change. As the charity moves to its new Rustington Centre, this will be my last Carer's Review article, as I also move on to Pastures New. I would like to say that writing these articles and being able to share the experiences of our carers has definitely been a highlight for me. However, I'm delighted that Charmant Collins, social worker at Rustington, will continue to provide the magazine with content relating to carers going forward. With this in mind, it would be great if you have any suggestions for carers' content for review to contact Charmin directly by email, and that's charmin.collins, and Charmin has a capital S and is spelt S-H-A-R-M-A-N, charmin.collins@blindveterans.org.uk, and that's from Stacey Barham.